T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With her family, they were driving, and they had to drive through Wuhan. So I said, you know, please be careful. Can you go around Wuhan? She asked me why. I said, you're kidding me, right? So at that point, I sent her news reports that she had not seen. So, you know, one thing people have to remember about China is there is no Google. There is no Facebook. The media is very, very controlled. So it was almost like, and I can't prove this, but we knew about it before the people of the country knew about it. And a lot of that might be because, you know, the news is so controlled. They're not tuned into social media like we are. And I basically had to tell her, if you've got to drive through Wuhan, do not get out of your car.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I would argue that the news in the United States is also controlled. We do have more options, though, with the social media. Sorry, I can't help myself sometimes. But
I know.
You know, that's Mark, it's a great point about the people of China. I have no way of knowing that that is correct, but I have no reason to doubt your veracity whatsoever, your friend had no idea what was going on in Wuhan.
You're there. And just like you're saying, you know, where it came from, you know, the food markets in China are, there's a lot of live food markets. It's very common to find, you know, snakes and, you know, you've read rats and other animals that are food sources. You know, you'll walk in, the chicken that you're buying is live. Okay, they're going to butcher the chicken right there. Most of the meats are hanging unrefrigerated. And it's not a rarity to see that. That's the common,
right?
That's a common live food market where people shop.
No, it's like, I mean, literally, it's like a scene right out of Mr. Wu's Alley in Deadwood. Sure, Tom, name a show that you and you alone like. It's like so many Western towns in the Wild West. There we go.
Yeah. You know, and you know, it's inevitable that it is going to reach outside of the country. And looking at it now, you know, Vietnam, I think Cambodia, the Philippines, Malaysia, South Korea, the U.S., and hopefully they get a handle on it before it spreads. But, you know, I was supposed to go in late February, and I'm not going. I just...
That's a good call.
It's not worth it, okay, until they get something like this under control, which they will. But a lot of it has to do with, you know when I go over there and I'm there for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, my body takes an adjustment because I'm getting now used to eating food that is prepared differently. It may not be refrigerated the same way. So, you know, any Westerners that might be traveling to a country like that have never been there before, they're going to be at even higher risk because I know what it takes me to get adjusted when I go, and the same when I come back.
Dude, I couldn't make it to the Dominican Republic without coming back deathly sick for a few months, so China is not exactly on my itinerary unless it's a cruise ship with meals cooked on board. But I'm kind of curious. You mentioned your manager earlier. You mentioned your manager earlier and your regular trips to China. What is it you do for a living, if you don't mind my asking?
I do manufacturing overseas, and I you know, have a business in Buffalo where I sell different equipment throughout the United States. So, I mean, for the past probably 12 years, I've been frequenting China, Vietnam, Cambodia, and, you know, I'm very familiar. And, you know, it's hard because the other thing that you don't realize is the density of the population. You know, I try to explain to people, imagine Buffalo being Guangzhou, China, Buffalo having 15 million people, and Erie being Dongguan with 12 million, and Batavia being Shenzhen with 12 million. So you got 50 million people living in the Western New York area. It's so crazy. And I think they do the best they can. You know, if you're not feeling well, you can get an IV on any block. You can walk in, you can get fluids. There's a lot of medical care, but you're, how do you deal with that many people when something like this, you know, sparks up?
A question to be asked. I want to get back to your being in China during the last major SARS outbreak, and you talked about having your temperature taken. On a daily basis, how scary was that, and what did you do to try to protect yourself?
Wearing masks, which right now, I was talking to my manager this morning, there's a shortage of masks. They're price gouging on masks. The mask companies, naturally, China shut down for the Chinese New Year. Some of the companies have come back into place, but she was telling me today, you know, it was New Year's Eve, they're in their home. Tomorrow, they're going to stay in their home. They're not, even though they're not in an area where they're concerned, they don't have the proper, equipment. So I was making sure I was taking my vitamins. I was trying to stay away from going in the subways and the trains, which are, you know, incredibly packed. You always would wear a mask, watched where I was eating. You know, normally I would eat, you know, in where the locals eat. But, you know, back then I was going to an American fast food restaurant, a KFC or a McDonald's or something like that. And I limited the amount of people that I would see. You know, I wasn't shaking hands. I was just, you know, being much more cautious than I normally would be.
Wow. Well, I'm grateful for your phone call. I'd love to hear from other people. And you're like the third person I know who has spent considerable time in China. A person I used to work with, her boyfriend spent a lot of time in China. And my ex-brother-in-law spent a lot of time in China in the manufacturing sector. So you are one of now a small coterie of people with whom I've spoken who have actually spent some time over there. I'm grateful for your phone call and your insight. And it's a great point you made about the population density of China.
Yeah, and the filtered news. I mean, we take it for granted here that not all the news we get is going to be the most accurate, but at least we can pick and choose what we want to hear. But there's still it's still a communist country with filtered news, and you know, some young people might have a VPN to break outside of the system, but the majority of the people can only believe what the government tells them if they choose to tell them.
It's a communist. I mean, my understanding of China and the real everyday China is it's a communist country for the masses, but for the privileged few, it is as capitalist as it gets.
Oh, no, it really is. I mean, it's Starbucks and it's malls and, you know, there's no outlet malls. Nothing's at 50%. If I want to go buy a Ralph Lauren shirt, I'm going to pay full retail, whereas I could go up to the Niagara Outlet Mall and buy it at, you know, 50 cents or 25 cents on the dollar. And it feels like a very, very capitalistic country until you spend time there, and simple things like me trying to use my Gmail, I can't do it.
Wow.
If I don't have a VPN to get outside of the firewall, I'm shut down on my email. I'm shut down on any social media. And, you know, there's still areas, you know, where you have to be careful about what you're talking about. You know, you can't walk around, you know, the Forbidden City or certain areas. And
well, if you're really rich, you can drive your $170,000 Mercedes-Benz SUV into the Forbidden City like last weekend.
Yeah, but remember, though, that $100,000 car in China costs $225,000. 125% luxury tax
yep.
on a vehicle not built in China.
Hey, it was probably stolen from one of the malls anyway in the United States and shipped over by the Soprano crew. Hey, I'm glad you called, man. I hope I get more calls like yours. This was sensational. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a great day.
All right, Mark. Good stuff there. That's what I call meaty content. Phil, do you know if Joe Beamer was wearing shorts when he was working today? He was wearing shorts? Are you serious? All right. Does not surprise me. Otherwise,
I have to figure. I mean, it's above 40 degrees.
So that is an educated guess, or is that a certain fact?
It's an educated guess.
Okay, because I wouldn't hear, but I had to believe. I came close, but nobody needs to see that. Another 20 pounds to go before the shorts come out. 25 so far. 25. Maybe a little bit more so far, but I'm not sure how much more I want to lose. You know, it's funny when you go from having one pair of jeans that actually fit to suddenly, ooh, I now have five pair of jeans that fit again. Yes, it's a good feeling. Like I said, there's no food that tastes as good as skinny feels. And you didn't put it on overnight. You ain't going to take it off overnight. And the other thing is, once you get used to eating healthy, it's a lot easier to stay eating healthy. That's not to say that you can never have pasta or chicken wings again. But you can't have chicken wings and French onion soup and about eight drinks every night without having to catch up with your midsection. And that happened to me. You know what happened? We've got calls we're going to get to after the news at 4 o'clock. But what happened is, as you may know, my biggest single addiction is food that is not good. That you know what? If you had to isolate anything in the world for me, it would be food that isn't good for you, all right? And what happened is my personality is such that I am rebellious. I don't like being told what to do. And the best way to get me to not do something is to tell me to do it. I don't know what kind of oppositional psychopathology that represents. I'll just call it rebel without a clue or rebel without a cause. But what happened is the doctors would say, okay, you need to avoid this. You know, and the list went on ad eternum. And finally, I said, you know what? Screw you. I'm doing this my way. I'm alive. I want an order of wings. I'm getting wings. Oh, not just Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like happy days, right? I think I'll have some French onion soup. There's a good 2,000 calories. Why not? And it's easy doing that on a daily basis to sprout out. And if it's happened to you, don't be ashamed. Don't feel bad. You got to take proactive steps to shed the weight. And again, is it going to happen fast? No, it is not. But the longest journey in the world, long as we're talking about China, I'll paraphrase Chairman Mao, the longest journey starts with a single step. And once you take off that first 10 pounds, it's like, I can do this. Yeah. So good luck with whatever your goal happens to be. I'm rapidly closing in on mine. Almost ready for my bikini again. I want to go on one of those sandy beach trips. That's what I want to do. I want to do the Russia thing on the Volga on Viking with the beach in Neverett. That sounds like it would be incredible. I'd love to see Moscow. Been watching a lot of documentaries about Russia and Russian history lately and, later Russian history. And it's actually quite on the fascinating side, if I may say so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.